It's time for your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. Whether you are a business leader, manager, or director, then Dalama Insights offers business insights that take your business to the next level. With Dalama Insights every Tuesdays at 07:20 hours and Wednesdays at 17:30 hours, you are guaranteed to take your business to the next level. For details, WhatsApp 0977-445-064 or visit our website www.insightpartnersafrica.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Dalama Insights Business Show, a show that provides solutions to challenges faced by businesses at different levels of growth. My name is Mokonki Mokonkela from Insight Partners Africa, and I discuss issues that affect businesses with different experts and industry practitioners. This morning's topic, Why Should I Distinguish Between Personal and Business Finances, comes from Arnold Zimba. To discuss this topic, I have Stella Sata Rukai, a personal finance coach. Stella, good morning and welcome to the Dalama Insights.
Thank you, Mokonki. Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. Now, certain things don't mix well, like your personal finances and your business finances. Keeping these two separate is very critical for businesses, but I know that most small businesses actually struggle to separate their personal finances from their business finances. What is the difference between personal and business finances?
Okay, so personal finances are finances that you use for your own individual needs or your family needs. So things like your rentals, your food, your children's school fees, all those are part of personal finances. While business finances are finances that you use in order to grow your business or invest in your business. Also, in terms of income, your personal finances would be things like your salary, while your business finances would be things like income from your sales or your revenue.
Okay, now why is it important to separate the two sources of income and expenses, by the way? Because when you talk about finances or managing finances, personal finances, it has to do both with income and expenses.
Income and expenses, correct.
Yeah, so why is it important to separate the two?
Okay, so if we just go back a little bit on most people, you find that they are sole proprietors, which means they are the business. So sometimes they might think that it's not necessary to separate. But if you're going to let your business grow, you need to distinguish between the money that you use for your home and your household needs and the money that you use for the business. So it's important because if you keep mixing, you might find that your business is not growing. You're basically living hand to mouth rather than if you separated and said you're going to pay yourself a salary and that will cover your household needs. And then the rest of the money is strictly for business. Then you can see a little bit more growth and retention with the money.
In terms of implications on a business, what is the danger of always withdrawing money from a business for personal use?
Mm-hmm. One of the implications is that the cash flow of the business will really go down. So you might find, like in Arnold's case, you know, he runs a printing shop. One of the machines is offline and he needs to fix it. But because he's been using the money for his personal finances, he doesn't have the money to fix the machine, and that now brings the business to a standstill. So every business needs cash flow for unforeseen circumstances in order to meet an order or things like that. So if you keep withdrawing, there may be a situation where you don't then have that money to invest back in the business for it to actually grow.
I see. When it comes to accessing financing, many small businesses struggle because they can't show a track record of how they've managed their businesses. And one area I know that always comes up is the issue of combining personal finances with business finances in terms of having one bank account.
One bank account, yes.
Can you just let us know what are the risks of just maintaining one bank account for both personal and business?
So, like you've said, it's now time for you to access finance, and then the institution or the investor who wants to invest in you asks for your records, but it's all bundled up. So they can't really see whether the business is making a profit or a loss or if it's likely to grow. So the ideal situation should be to have two bank accounts that are very separate, and you are very strict to say business money is business money. Everything that comes in is related to a business event and everything that comes out is related to a business event. Essentially, then, this is why I always advocate for business owners to pay themselves a salary, because that salary can then help you with what you need. If you don't have a salary, it's very difficult for you not to mix, because you now start thinking that the business is your income.
Okay, Stella, we'll take a short break. And after the break, we're going to go into further practical measures Arnold and any listener that listening to this program today can put in place in terms of how they can separate their personal from business financing.
You are still listening to your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. For comments or questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604. Take your business to the next level with Dalama Insights.
Okay, welcome back to the Ndalama Insights Business Program. Today we are looking at a very interesting topic and one that affects many small business owners. How can you distinguish or separate between your personal and business finances? My name is Mukonki and with me is Stella Sata Rukai. She's a personal finance coach and I'm so glad that you could join us this morning, Stella.
Thank you once again.
Okay, so to continue with our discussion, what are some practical measures Arnold can put in place to ensure that he separates his personal finances from his business finances?
Okay, so the first practical situation that he can do is to have two separate bank accounts. This is very important because if you're just keeping money in a box or if you're keeping it in your personal account, then the accountability is not there. So he can open a business bank account with the same bank that he has a personal bank account with if he wishes, or he can just open a completely separate one. The second thing would be to always keep records. So to keep maybe an Excel spreadsheet or even a book, write down what's coming in and what's going out and make sure that it tallies with what's going in the bank account and what's coming out. Then, like I mentioned, it's very important that he pays himself a salary or a director's fee, because then that allows him to also have an income from the business and to invest that into his personal finances.
Great. Paying yourself first, giving yourself a salary is something that I've heard quite often. But how does an entrepreneur go about? How do they estimate or assess how much they should pay themselves?
Obviously, in the first few months of the business, an entrepreneur cannot pay themselves the industry standard because the business is still trying to grow. I've read books where billionaires started off by paying themselves a penny just to show that they get something off the business. But the entrepreneur needs to assess the needs of the business and also assess his own needs, his or her own needs, and see where the middle ground would be. So if the business will need the 80% of the funds, then maybe 20% can go to the entrepreneur. In the first few months or first few years, it's always good to be more conservative with how much you're paying yourself so that you allow the business to grow and be able to afford you as you go on.
Okay, thank you so much, Stella. We've come to the end of today's program. And the main insights from today's discussion with Stella for Arnold are: you need to separate your personal from business because you need to be accountable for your business and in order for your business to grow. Because if you don't distinguish between personal and finances and you keep drawing from your business, you're going to run out of cash flow.
Yes.
To enable that business to grow. So you definitely need to separate personal from business finances. And one way you can do that, or there are actually three ways you can do that that I've picked up from today, is you need to open a separate bank account for your one account for your business and the other for your personal account. You could bank with the same bank if you like. It really doesn't matter, but as long as you can separate the two bank accounts. Secondly, you need to pay yourself first so that you can take care of your household needs. And then lastly, you need to assess your personal needs as well as your business needs.
Yes.
Okay. So thank you so much, dear listener, for joining us this morning on the Ndalama Insights Business Show. Make sure to visit our website, www.insidepartnersafrica.com, where you can subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode. Be sure to tune in tomorrow for our next episode. How can I manage and reduce my expenses as a small business owner? Don't miss. Thank you so much.
That was your favorite radio show, Dalama Insights, brought to you by Insight Partners Africa. If you missed anything, visit www.insidepartnersafrica.com. ndalamainsights.com for recorded episodes, and join the Ndalama Insights Facebook page for upcoming topics. For comments and questions, WhatsApp 0977-445-604 or visit our offices at 6054 Sibweni Road, North Mint in Lusaka.